And to Kōrero Kaipākehi Business News, Kim Savage is back. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Susie. Aunta Maria, good morning. Coming up in today's program, spending picked to be a driver of economic growth. Government's housing tax changes labelled complex. And we'll have the latest from the financial markets. The economy is expected to have avoided a double-dip recession driven by strong domestic spending to start the year. The GDP figures for the 3 months to March will be released this week, with the consensus view being that the economy grew by about 0.7% for the period after contracting by 1% in the December quarter. The data is expected to show that the absence of foreign visitors during the busy summer months was largely offset by strong local spending, surging activity in the construction sector, and an overheated housing market. But Westpac Bank's acting chief economist Michael Gordon says he expects growth will be tougher later in the year.
There's still some way to go in terms of getting back to where we think we would have been had COVID not happened. Without that, we were expected to see sort of trend growth of maybe about 3% over the last year and a bit. So the fact that we've kind of ended up more or less back where we were a year ago means that we're still actually falling a little bit short. We're not keeping up with population growth. We're not keeping up with at least not seeing the usual rate of growth and productivity. So we still think there's a little bit of space to grow that's still left in the economy. That said, the real kicker to get things going would really be, I think, around reopening the border more widely to visitors from the Northern Hemisphere in particular.
And that was Westpac Bank's acting chief economist Michael Gordon there. The government's plans to tax residential property investors has been labelled as too complex to understand and puts investors at risk of not complying. It's released its mammoth 143-page housing tax discussion document last week and follows the tax announcements in March, which were aimed at cooling the housing market. Interest limitation rules will generally apply to residential property which is rented to tenants, but there are some exemptions, including residential property outside New Zealand, farmland, retirement villages and rest homes. But Rachel Piper, a tax partner at advisory firm KPMG, says residential property owners will have to get their heads around a number of unfamiliar terms.
A lot of complexity proposed through this discussion document and lots of new terminology. You know, investors are going to have to be thinking about things like debt stacking, tracing high watermarks. Certainly our view is that there is a real risk of non-compliance. The more complex you make the rules, the more difficult it is sometimes to actually, you know, even understand whether you are complying or not. And, you know, an awful lot of people do, you know, have investments in residential rental properties.
And that was KPMG tax partner Rachel Piper. Time now for a look around the markets. Wall Street closed modestly higher. Inflation issues will be at the front of mind for investors this week. Attention, really all eyes on this week's meeting of the Federal Reserve. The Dow Jones finished a fraction higher. The S&P 500 up a fifth of a percent and the tech-heavy NASDAQ finished up about a third of a percent. As for our own top 50 index, it closed up 32 points, a quarter of a percent higher, and it starts the week at 12,550. New Zealand dollar softer going into the weekend in the face of a stronger US dollar, so 71.3 US cents, 92.4 Australian, 50.5 pence, 0.588 euro, 78.1 yen and 4.58 yuan. Brent crude oil is at a two-year high as the International Energy Agency talked of the need for rising supply to meet demand, gaining a few cents. It's at $72.70 US a barrel, and gold down $21, more than 1%, and this morning at $1,877 US dollars an ounce. That is business for now. I'll be back with an update from the markets at 8:30. It's coming up to 7 o'clock.